Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight.
Well, good afternoon, and glory be to the Most High God for all the awesome, positive, and amazing blessings we have received from our Almighty Father this week. Welcome to our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and our devoted financial partners. We truly have an amazing blessing for you today. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith, your co-host, together with my anointed and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic radio program, Come Together for Change, which is sponsored by our God-ordained and appointed ministries, Minister of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. For those of you who are not aware, our God-inspired radio broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you to make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and your God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do in obedience to God while you are traveling through your spiritual journey. Many people go from church to church seeking a word that will motivate them to change, failing to recognize, however, that they must be doers of the scriptures and not only hearers. It is not what you hear, but what you are willing to do that will bring change. And be careful of the words that you speak, for they can determine the reaction you receive. How you speak the words you say can determine whether the person gets angry, spiteful, humiliated, motivated, or feel loved. So watch the tone in which you say what you say, that it does not hurt or harm others, but make them happy. In order to maintain a positive attitude in times of crisis, do what the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, for them who are the called according to his purpose. And in Psalms 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Be encouraged. God will take you through. Be not afraid. He is with you still, even until today. Now, before you grab your Bibles, your pen, and your notepad, go ahead and call the people that mean the very most to you right now and let them know Come Together for Change is on the air right now, and we don't want you to miss anything. We have a very anointed gift for you today, straight from God, straight from the heaven. And let your people that you love and the people that you want to let know that Come Together for Change is on the air, just tell them to pick up their phone and dial 646-200-0578, and they will be able to listen to this entire broadcast right now. Again, that number is 646-200-0578. 0578. Now, our inspiration for this week, which is written by our amazing and gifted host, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, it reads as follows. Selfishness is the biggest problem that prevents us from sharing and continues to perpetuate the divide between the rich and the poor, the haves and the have-nots, the prison and the palace, good and evil. Let us not at this time just think of what we need only, but be willing to demonstrate love and look out for the poor, the have-nots, those in hospitals, those in prisons, the orphans, the homeless, and those less fortunate than we are, and thank God that he has given us things that we can help others. You must agree, God is so awesome and amazing all at the same time. Amen. Our topic for today is Count the Cost. The topic again is Count the Cost. And our main scripture will be coming from St. Luke, the 14th chapter, the 28th through the 30th verse. And it reads as follows. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and count the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Lest happily after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold, it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Again, that's coming from St. Luke, the 14th chapter, the 28th through the 30th verse. Now, at this time, it does give me an honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the anointed and gifted speaker of the hour, our host for Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Leah. It's a wonderful pleasure of mine to come your way another afternoon. It's wonderful to know that Jesus Christ is alive. That's why we have this program, Come Together for Change, because this program is geared, as you heard, to help bring change in your life. This program is geared to help you to understand the change process and to understand what God would have you to know. So we come before you this afternoon, and we want you to be able to follow the scripture as we heard the scripture and the topic. The topic is called to the cost, and the text, as you heard, was St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 28. For which of you intended to build a tower, sitteth not down first and count the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. Okay. do you make plans to make sure that there is a sufficiency when you are making for whatever it is you're doing? Okay? Because proper planning produces perfect products. And if you're going to build anything, you need to be able to make plans. If you're going to build anything, you need to have plans for you. If you're going to build anything, you need to have a builder to be able to build it. You need to have someone in construction to be able to construct it. You need to be able to have someone who knows something about plumbing and someone who knows something about electricity, etc., so that it can go ahead properly. We see in the Bible, when God had decided that he was going to get rid of the people in the earth, and he wanted to make sure that only those who were prepared would go into an ark, he told Noah to build an ark, and he gave him certain specifications to build this ark. As a result, because this ark was going to be so different, it was going to have animals in it, and they were going to be at different levels, and they were to go in two by two. So we see that God is a God of order. Very many times, the failure of our projects, even in our churches, is because we don't have any order. We don't have any planning. We don't have any proper procedure. And therefore, we are not able to come forward with a proper end result. And as a result, the end result is not as effective as it could be because we have not been able to put a proper plan in place. But God himself, he made sure that when the ark was being built, that Noah understood what was to be done, and he understood the procedures that was to be taken. He down to the very kind of wood that was the ark was to be built of. And it took some time to build this ark because only, all the animals, two of each animal, each of the animals, a male and female for reproductive purposes, were to go into this ark. And we see when Jesus came along now, Jesus, in his wisdom, he said to the people he was speaking to, look, which of you are about to build a tower and you're not going to set about to see if you have enough material so that it can finish it, lest people will laugh at you. So you have to be careful how you're doing. Today, lots of Christians are being laughed at because they are not living up to their standards. Today, a lot of churches are being laughed at because the leaders are not planning. They're not carrying out proper procedures. They're not properly planning. And Jesus here was telling the followers there that they need to be able to have sufficient to finish it, to finish any plan that they started. Today, I want you to look at how are you planning, right? What is the cost for planning? Now, it costs something to be able to follow Jesus. It's not just going to church. Going to church is not going to make you a Christian, no more than sitting in a pigsty will make you a pig. So you've got to understand that there's got to be some planning if you're going to be a successful Christian. And therefore, you've got to be able to finish your course, right? Because we hear the Apostle Paul saying, I have finished my course. And there's laid up in heaven for me a crown. And therefore, he said he had fought a good fight. He had run a good course. And he knew he was finished. How many of us today can say that we have fought a good fight and that we have finished our course? Because if you don't know where you're going, in other words, we have got to be able to set a goal for our lives, our purpose in life. Each of us have got a purpose in life, and you must know that purpose and be able to fulfill that God-given destiny. God wants us to understand and to finish our course. So we see Jesus here saying, look, you must be able to understand that you've got to find out the cost of building. You've got to understand that it's not just getting out there and starting a church. It's not just getting out there and doing something that people will look at you. But you've got to be competent. You've got to be able to set yourselves something that the world will not laugh at us. Now, sometimes we go to different churches, and they're not very organized, you know. And therefore, we've got to make plans, suitable plans, so that people can know where we're going with our planning, right? So, therefore, we see here that God is calling upon us to be proper planners. Are we proper planners? Now, the first thing you've got to do if we're going to be proper planners is we've got to set a goal. How long is this going to take to finish? How much is it going to cost? How much is it going to cost to put it together? Do we have the money to do it? Where will the money come from? You know, all those questions we have to ask ourselves and be able to look at the people around us and see whether or not they are able to put a plan in place to help us to finish this course. And therefore, we are looking today at finishing the course, counting the cost. No, we don't want to be laughed at. It is time that the church rises up and recognize that God is depending upon us for efficiency. God is depending upon us for a level of excellence and a level of satisfaction. And we can't have a level of excellence and satisfaction if our planning is shoddy. We cannot have a level of excellence and satisfaction if we do not know how to plan. If we don't know how to plan, then we need to call on people who are able to plan. If we don't know how to plan, we need to call others who are able to put things in place for us. Come on now. God wants the efficiency from us. He doesn't want us to continue as we did before, just putting things together just like that. But he wants us to plan, and God is depending upon us to put plans in place so that there will be a level of perfection and excellence in our planning, so that the world will not be able to laugh at us, so that the world will not be able to say, look, they start and now they can't finish. So God is depending upon us. So we need to be able to put plans in place. That's why there are so many churches that are closing these days, because there was not enough planning in place. So many churches are closing because the pastors have not got the level of excellence to be able to build and to be able to structure something that will bring honor and glory to God's name. And God is depending upon us. Are we ready to be able to put things in place, to be able to that our planning will produce a proper and perfect products? Now, what are we building? In building a church, it's not just the building, it is the people. What are we doing for the people? The people must be able to be taught the word. The people must be able to be taught how to reach a level of efficiency in serving God. The people must be able to understand the effects of knowing the word, because the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Therefore, we've got to be able to see the importance of studying, the importance of proper building, not just getting out there and opening a building because we have the money to pay the first month's rent. Because if we don't have the money to pay the other month's rent, then it will close down. And that's why so many churches today are closing, because we don't have the wherewithal to continue making the payments, whether it be rent or mortgage or whatever. And God wants us to look at that and see that we cannot continue the way we've been going. God wants us to look at it. And Jesus was very particular, and he wanted his people to understand, look, we have to make sure that we sit down and count the cost. Are we willing to sit down and count the cost today? The building is just one part of it. And then the buildings cost money. And the banks are another set of people that are just willing to tear off anybody who they can get. So we have got to look at these situations, and we have got to ask ourselves, are we willing to count the cost? Or have we counted the cost? Or are we just going forward and erecting a building so that we could say we have had a building? No, that will not be good enough. And God wants us to be so efficient. God wants us to display a level of excellence that when we build, we will know that we have the money to finish our payments. God is dependent upon us. We are tired with the inefficiency in the Christian community when we start something we cannot finish because we haven't got the funds to finish. No, God does not want us to continue like that. God wants us to be able to finish it. Therefore, we have got to be able to know what is the cost. And that's why Jesus said, look, you have to sit down and first count the cost. If we don't count the cost, we are not going to be able to finish. And lots of things today aren't able to be finished because we aren't able to count the cost. And I'm suggesting today, that believers who are going forward for God need to count the cost. They need to understand what is required to be able to finish. And proper planning is one of the first things that must go into anything. Therefore, goal setting is important. We have to make proper decisions. Decision making is important. And we have to be able to solve our problems. And problem solving is therefore important. But we have to have a structure. We have to manage our time. Now, very often in our churches, we go to some churches and it's 3 or 4 hours, sometimes 5 hours. People are tired. They're diabetics who are sitting there. They need to have their medication. And they can't have them because the church is going on for so long. So we need to be able to have proper planning. We need to manage the time. How long are we going to be there for? You know, it doesn't take 10 hours to hear from God. It doesn't take 10 or 5 hours for God to do something for us. So it is important that we understand how to make plans and that we will be able to understand how to make sure that everyone is blessed. Everyone can have a good time. Everyone can enjoy if we have proper planning. Now, are we planning properly for the benefit of our believers? Are we communicating what we are doing? Sometimes you come and there's not a proper communication. There's not proper time management. There's not proper problem solving. And we cannot seem to have it together. You go there and things are not the way they should be. So I want to suggest this evening that if we are going to see a change in our structures and in our understanding of what is happening, that we have to see the churches being run on a better basis. We have to see the churches being run in a position where we don't have to take 5 and 6 offerings just to satisfy one payment. No, we have to be able to understand how to put things in place, that things will be ordered and orderly, just like God spoke to Noah and told Noah what to buy, what to get, what to bring together. God is speaking to the church today as to what to get. And it's not just putting things together, but knowing that God's favor is on it and that he is going to work things out for us. I want to suggest that we understand that God is the one who is able to do things for us. I'm telling you, if you are willing to listen to the voice of God, he's going to work things out. I want a prayer for the body of Christ. Mike, I'm very concerned about the body of Christ today. I want a prayer that God will give wisdom and understanding to the leaders, to the pastors, to the elders, to the deacons, that they will go forward and make the right decisions, that they'll make the right choices, that they will be able to solve the problems, and that they will be able to trust God to work things out. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come on the behalf of every bishop every pastor, every church leader who is going through financial problems right now because they haven't counted the cost the way they should. They haven't made the right decisions. They aren't able to solve the problems that they're faced with. They aren't able to set things in order. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant wisdom, understanding, that proper planning will be in place, that they will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are with us. Lord, grant wisdom to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Friends, in our spiritual journey, the enemy has strategically placed all kinds of stumbling blocks in our path. When we make the Word of God our number one priority, it helps us to move forward with our eyes wide open. His Word lights our path and helps us to see clearly where to step. When we love His Word, we keep our peace and avoid stumbling. Remember that the most important thing that you can do is to take time to read and meditate on God's Word. His Word is life and strength to your body, and it will protect and direct your every step from stumbling, from falling, from doing what you should not be doing. So, have you finished what you started? God wants us to finish our course, so you must count up the cost, so that you will know how to become proper planners in order to finish our course, amen, by the way of excellence. Why? Because God is counting on us to show others His light, His love, and His blessings. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we do have for now. We thank you so much for listening to our radio broadcast, Come Together for a Change. In my closing, do drop us a line sometime this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program. Our mail and address is Come Together for Change, P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada, 89009. Or you can simply email us at hwgministries@gmail.com or sgriffith2010@aol.com. And if you are ever in need of prayer, ever in need of counseling, or if you have any questions regarding what we our topic is about today, just give Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith a call at 702-454-5717. Again, thank you so much for listening to Come Together for Change. We look forward to seeing you again on next Monday, which will be September 21st, 2015, again from 3:30 to 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. Have a blessed week and inspire to do something very special for someone in need, and then look up and see God smile on you.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not common, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.